Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Order.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program, the live Sunday edition of the show. It's an unusual Sunday edition of Free Talk Live in that, well, we're back from the Liberty Forum. It's kind of the decompression day. I don't know about you, Mark, but I took a nap this afternoon after what was about a three-hour-long night last night, that I, as far as how much sleep I got.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't. That doesn't surprise me. I slept a full night last night.
Oh, that's nice. You must have skipped out on all the parties. And such.
Yeah. You know, I went to bed about midnight.
Liberty Forum's a great event. That's where we spent the last three nights broadcasting live from the 8th annual event, which attracted apparently over 560 people. I did talk to the organizer this morning, Mark, at the final brunch that they had where Jeffrey Tucker spoke, the final closing speaker.
It's awesome.
You actually got to introduce him, which was nice.
Yep.
And so at lunch, I sat down with the organizer of the event, Marav, and said, well, what was the total? How many tickets did you sell? And she said she ordered 560 lanyards.
So, yep.
You know, the things that hang your name tag from.
And those got gone on Friday.
Were they gone Friday?
That was my understanding.
Wow, she didn't tell me when they ran through those, but she did say they ran out of them. And so, you know, maybe there was 600, 700 people there. I don't know.
700, I think, is a fair number.
Yeah. So I think that's great. It was a good event. Lots of people seemed to enjoy it. It was a new venue in Manchester, in the heart of downtown Manchester. It really, I don't think you could get a better location. You know, it was right. I mean, nobody likes to pay to park, but that's what happens when you're in the big city, right? You usually have to pay for overnight parking. In New York, it's, what, $50 for an overnight at least in Manhattan?
Paying to park is better than not having parking, which is what was going on at the other place.
I don't know. There was parking at the other place. They had a parking garage.
They had a parking garage, but it often get quite full.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was great, and I had a good time. How about you, Mark? Did you enjoy your Liberty Forum?
Oh, I loved it, yeah. It's great.
So if you want to learn more about where we just came from, you can go to nhlibertyforum.com. I'm sure they will be updating it with new information once the details are hammered out for 2016, because this, by all indicators, was a successful event. I did ask them, you know, how'd it go financially, and they cover their costs. And yeah, that's all you can really hope for at an event like this. I mean, you can't expect, if you're doing this sort of liberty activism convention stuff, you can't really expect to make money on these things. But if you can cover your costs, make a little bit on top, then that usually makes it worth continuing, because the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is all about showing off New Hampshire. It's about showing the community off, the community of liberty-minded people that we have here, people who've moved here, Mark, as you and I have done, as part of the Free State Project,
yep,
which is, of course, to a goal of moving 20,000 liberty-oriented people all to the same place. And it turns out that when you get people together in the same geographic area, that really interesting and exciting and amazing things become possible for freedom.
This place is unique. I can tell you I've been around and looked at other places where people want to move for liberty, and so far I haven't seen anything where the conversation for liberty is alive the way it is in New Hampshire.
So there are some, you know, there's some other news out there in the world, and we can talk about that now. We've kind of stayed away from it for the last few days due to basically just having great guests that we've had in studio with us. But what else has been going on in the world? Well, you can tell us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And because we're back in our Keene studios, you can also now Skype us again. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the Washington, D.C. marijuana legalization situation. As you may recall, in November of 2014, the voters in D.C. passed, I think it was Initiative 71, that legalized, I believe it was up to 2 ounces, possession of up to 2 ounces of cannabis. You cannot legally sell cannabis in Washington, D.C. However, you can
possess
it.
So it won't be like Colorado or Washington in that there won't
be
stores.
At least not at this time. That's not part of the legalization plan there. Alaska and Oregon will be Alaska started their legalization thing a few weeks ago. Oregon's going to be coming on this summer. But in D.C., according to countercurrentnews.com, new laws in Washington, D.C. just allowed a man to walk into a police station and ask for his marijuana back from the police. It sounds audacious, but the law was on his side, and the police actually gave it to him. It's no joke. You might be thinking that something bad happened next, but it didn't. This was plain and simple the result of marijuana legalization in the Capitol. The man was a resident of the impoverished district's Ward 7 near the Anacostia River. Now that weed has been legalized in D.C., he wanted his back. So he walked into a Metropolitan Police Department early Monday night, the 6th District Station, and told the police that the new law required any confiscated weed be returned to the original owners. He walked in to recover his property from a recent arrest, said Ward 7 Councilmember Yvette Alexander. She'd been informed of this incident by an eyewitness who saw it all go down and reported the incident to local WAMU News. It's a shame he didn't have his own video camera because this would have been pretty entertaining footage. He walked in and said, "I want my property back and want to make sure I get my weed back." The dude said, "I want my weed back," she told the Washington City paper, and the police gave him his weed back. He knew the law. The measure to legalize it won by over 70% of voters in the D.C. area last November, but it just went into effect last Thursday. Not this past Thursday, but the one prior to that. Even though federal law still prohibits the city from allowing the use of the plant. So again, if you're in D.C. and you have cannabis, you don't want to have it on federal property.
Yes.
You can still be arrested for that. And D.C. can still arrest you for smoking it openly, although I suspect you're going to see more of that happening. Just because the police can't be everywhere at once, and if possession isn't as big of a deal anymore, then you'll probably see more people just kind of walking through the streets smoking cannabis there.
Right, alcohol is pretty prevalent, even though drinking it outside usually in most cities is not acceptable.
Hey, the order clearly states, as a special order to all officers explaining the new legalization and possession of marijuana laws, quote, a person whose marijuana or marijuana-infused edible goods was seized pursuant to Part 4D, possession of 2 ounces or less of marijuana by persons appearing to be under 21 years of age, may seek the return of their property by visiting the station in the district where the marijuana was seized no sooner than 24 hours after the seizure. The only caveat is the person must provide a copy of the notice of violation along with a government-issued ID proving their age. The man's property, quote, was less than 2 ounces of marijuana and was returned to the arrestee with the other property held at the time of his arrest. So I wonder if they had arrested him for something else, because that's what it sounds like to me, because I don't think they can arrest you for possession of marijuana. But if what they did was, they arrest you for some other crime and you had marijuana on you at the time, you can now go and retrieve that back from the police in D.C.
Not sooner than 24 hours.
There you go. Dexter Humphrey, Alexander's associate for constituent services, saw the interaction as well. He said cops were totally confused at first until the man schooled them on the law. To the officer's credit, he said, quote, this is a first for me. I've never done this before. He then asked the officer, who was forced to hand over the herb, quote, have you arrested a suspect, or have you ever arrested a suspect, found marijuana, and turned it around and given it back to him? No, I never did that before, the officer answered, defeated. With all of that said, the special order explains D.C. residents only have 30 days to pick up their confiscated weed. So don't delay. It's only going to be there for a month.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why they should have to hold it for you for a bunch of time.
Right. So, it's interesting what's happening in D.C. There's actually the police chief there who's now all of a sudden the good guy. Now, Kathy Lanier is the police chief in Washington, D.C., and we've read stories in the past involving her, and she's always come across as an arch statist. I mean, she's never really seemed to be anything but just a top cop in D.C., and she was doing everything you would expect someone in that position to do.
Right.
Not a liberty-oriented person, but now that the law has changed, all of a sudden, she's on the right side and sounding sensible. So what's happening there? She's standing up to Congress over cannabis, according to the DailyBeast.com. Congress threatening city officials with arrest if they implement a lawfully passed citizen initiative to legalize marijuana, quote, is a little bit of a problem for a police chief, observed D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier with a wry laugh. She had spent the afternoon doing what she called breaking news press conferences, standing stoically beside the District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser as D.C. officials held their ground to defy the Congress's attempt to override the will of the people. Nearly 6 feet tall and in a police uniform with her gun holstered, Lanier conveys a don't mess with D.C. attitude as she jauntily dismisses the dual challenge of enforcing the district's new marijuana law while holding Republican lawmakers at bay. No big deal, she tells a small group of mostly women at the American News Women's Club Wednesday evening, just hours before the law was scheduled to go into effect at 12:01 on Thursday. We'll talk more about how the D.C. police chief is now sounding sane on marijuana. We'll explain. It's Free Talk Live. Plus, you can bring up any.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam, my best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here to join us on this live Sunday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We're back in Keene in our LRN.FM studios and talking about D.C., where the police, top cop there, the Kathy Lanier, the police chief, has taken the right side of the issue on marijuana. All of a sudden, the law's changed. Now she's an advocate. You know, she didn't do anything before. I don't want to make it sound like I'm a huge fan of this lady, but when you're on the right side, you're on the right side. And if, you know, if all it takes is the law to change for your opinions to come out, then, well, you know, it is what it is. I think it's still worth talking about to point out what she has had to say in response to threats. Threats from Congress. Certain members of Congress saying they're going to have the D.C. government arrested for legalizing cannabis, which is what the people of D.C. wanted.
Yeah, they just can't leave people alone.
Right. 70% of the people in Washington, D.C. voted in November to legalize cannabis. And we can continue that. I'll share some more of Lanier's quotes here in a moment. But, Mark, tell me about coffee. I want to know, how can I get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there?
Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We've got a subscription there with BuzzBox Coffee. You'll find no coffee better. This is delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is the best of the best coffee. I was didn't bring my BuzzBox with me and having to drink sort of hotel coffee. And I'm not saying the hotel coffee's bad. I just am used to drinking the best of the best coffee over the weekend. And this will be your experience, too. Upgrade your coffee drinking experience by going to coffee.freetalklive.com and signing up for the subscription. You can pick from two different types of coffee there that they have for free.
There's a larger selection after you sign up. Right?
Yep. After you, well, you've already signed up, but after you get your free pound, there will be a larger selection of coffees, including decaf, there that you can sign up for. And you can specify when they arrive as far as how often and how much you get in that time frame. So it's really it's great because you don't have to think about coffee anymore. You just kind of set it up and it comes. If you end up with too much coffee, well, you know, give a pound away to somebody and tell them about coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, that in and of itself is a great service, just supplying you with coffee through the subscription program. But it doesn't end there. What BuzzBox does is they give us back some of the proceeds so that we can loan them out through Kiva.org. That's our charity of choice. And the reason is because I think Kiva's awesome. It gives a hand up to people in need around the world, not a handout. When they pay that money back, we're able to loan it out to somebody else. And that's what our goal is to help as many people as possible through Kiva.org. So get your coffee there at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Here's a story from thedailybeast.com talking about Washington, D.C. Kathy Lanier, the police chief there, no friend of liberty in general, but she's doing the right thing here now that the law has changed. She's coming out and actually saying sensible things. She was speaking to a group of the American News Women's Club on Wednesday evening last week, just hours before, or it was 2 weeks ago, just hours before the law was scheduled to go into effect, 12:01 a.m. on Thursday. The district already decriminalized possession of an ounce or less of marijuana last summer, she explained, which meant violators incur a civil fine of just $25, a third of the $75 that was imposed for littering. The new law permits 2 ounces, and it allows residents to grow up to 6 plants in the privacy of their home. She says, quote, "It's a small change, and we've embraced it." Her enthusiasm seemed a little forced, so she explained that for all the fuss about marijuana, that alcohol is a greater threat to public safety and to her police officers. Quote, this is the police chief in Washington, D.C., quote, "Marijuana smokers are not going to attack and kill a cop. They just want to get a bag of chips and relax."
There you go.
Alcohol is a much bigger problem.
This is what LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, has been saying for years. You know, asking police officers, when was the last time you got in a wrestling match with a stoner? You know, you get in, if you have to get into a wrestling match as a police officer, it's likely somebody who's on some other drug, probably alcohol.
Still, she says it's not healthy, speaking as a former smoker and leaving it up to listeners' imagination whether she meant tobacco or marijuana. Quote, "But I'm not policing the city as a mom. I'm policing it as the police chief." And 70% of the public supported this, unquote. The push to pass Initiative 71 did not come from the African-American community, she said. It came from Georgetown and the more elite parts of D.C. Parents in the poorer and blacker wards of 7 and 8 tell her they don't want their kids walking to school through a fog of marijuana smoke. They know the city wouldn't tolerate that in Georgetown. The African-American community is not the one that fought for this, she said. The police hate marijuana possession arrests, Lanier said. They'd just as soon dump the stuff down the sewer than handle all the paperwork and the court appearance, knowing that it won't stop anyone from smoking marijuana. Such an honest statement. I mean, there's no doubt about it. What marijuana smoker has ever been found guilty in court, you know, paid the fine, and then finally said, that's it. I'm swearing this plant off. Never again shall I imbibe in, you know, this cannabis. I guess imbibing's drinking. But never again shall I inhale this burning plant material. I mean, that I don't know anybody who's ever done that. Everybody who I've ever known who's ever been busted for cannabis, they always go back to it. I mean, that's not saying that it's addictive. It's just people like it. And it's not actually technically addictive, at least physically addictive. Yeah. It's, you could argue it's got a psychological addiction component, but that you can get psychologically addicted to ice cream or watching TV.
People who can easily be psychologically addicted to something are just going to be psychologically addicted to
right.
it. It can be habitual, which is really what the terminology I prefer to use for psychological addiction. Rather than, like, addiction just to me feels like a physical addiction. I like to specify. And habitual is just sort of, you're used to doing things, you like doing things the way you like doing them, and that's a habit.
So it's not like a marijuana user can't stop. So if you're on probation or something like that where you're getting drug tested, I've known marijuana users who have been counting down the days. You know, oh, I got another 2 months left on my probation and can't smoke until then. And, of course, the day that they get off probation, they're smoking pot all day long.
Yeah.
So she's absolutely right. And she knows, as a cop, they know. You see the same people over and over again. You bust every time you arrest them. They've got marijuana on them. You know, it's not a surprise here. She says all those – now, this is a really good quote. She says all those arrests do is make people hate us. That's absolutely the case.
Well, yeah, I mean, that and many of the war on drugs, really, the Fourth Amendment has been destroyed. We were talking to Seth Hipple, who is
attorney
here in New Hampshire, and was really a great interview, about what turned him on the issue of the war on drugs.
Mm.
And he said it was just looking at the Fourth Amendment. It was looking at the police overreach, you know, the destruction of the Constitution.
Well, yeah, he figured it out in reverse. This wasn't on the air. This was an off-the-air conversation.
Yes, it was.
But he had described himself as sort of a right winger. He was against drugs at that time in his life, and he noticed sort of the police state rising. I guess, you know, all the police raids that have gone on in the United States and continue to go on.
Right.
He took notice of this, and then he asked himself, "Well, why is this happening?" And he sort of traced it back, and he figured that this is coming from the war on drugs. That's why this is happening. All those arrests do is make people hate us. It's so true. That's why cops don't want to talk, or that's why people don't want to talk to the police. Police go into an urban neighborhood, people won't open the door for them because they don't trust them. The police are more than happy in most places to arrest family members and friends for possession of a plant. And it's nice to see that in Washington, D.C., the belly of the beast, things are starting to change.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Can Facebook use lead to serious depression? That's what one study alleges. We will tell you more about it coming up here in a little bit. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're back in Keene after a wonderful New Hampshire Liberty Forum. If you missed it in person, you can get a slice of what it was like by going to our website, freetalklive.com, and downloading it at your leisure. We've got three different shows we did there, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, so go and you can get a little slice of what it was like. It's not like being there, but it's the next best thing at freetalklive.com. Coming up, the Texas Bitcoin Conference. That's, for us, Mark, just 20 days away.
Yeesh.
So we're going to be traveling down to Austin, Texas, and we'll be at the Moody Theater. And that'll be March 28th and 29th, the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. We were there at the first one, and it was great. They're now moving the conference. It was sort of on the outskirts of Austin before. They're now moving it right into the heart of downtown Austin. I think it's going to be a good move for the conference. I'm looking forward to it. Lots of great speakers will be there, including George Gilder, who is a world-famous investor, economist, and author, plus Sambala Nair, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, will be flying in from India. David Johnson, Jason King, and from what I hear, Charlie Shrem is putting off prison in order to attend the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Imagine put off prison to do just about anything.
Yeah, TexasBitcoinConference.com. You can go there, get your tickets, and don't miss the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon that's happening at the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. Use code FTL. You'll save $25 on the already very affordable $150 admission price. That's FTL as your code over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Plus, when you use code FTL, another $25 goes to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity helping out homeless folks in North Florida. So again, go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and mark your calendar for March 28th and 29th in Austin. We'll look forward to seeing you there. So Kathy Lanier, the police chief in Washington, D.C., not known for her love of liberty. She's been a bad guy in many of the stories that we've talked about in the past. But now that Washington, D.C. has legalized cannabis, all of a sudden, things she's saying make a lot of sense. She points out all the arrests of cannabis users have done was make people hate us. She admits that that marijuana users never stopped using the pot, even after they were busted for it. So what was the point? She said officers would prefer to just throw the pot down a drain rather than deal with the paperwork and deal with the time that they have to spend in court.
Yeah.
And it's a true statement. I mean, these guys could be enforcing actual laws with, well, I don't know, criminal consequences where somebody actually gets hurt or some property is damaged. There's only so many cops and so many hours of police time available on a weekly basis. If you're allocating time to busting people for smoking pot, that's time that could not be allocated to investigating a purse snatcher or, an actual rape or murder or something like that. So this is a big change for Washington, D.C., and I think this is going to be a big deal, especially for other states that are looking at legalization, because one of the big objections, I've been to a lot of these hearings in New Hampshire, for instance, one of the big objections in the past has been, well, the feds, it's still illegal. Well, now we can point to D.C. and say, hey, look, in D.C. it's legal. Now it's not just some kind of, oh, those weirdos in California or Alaska situation. Now it's Washington, D.C., the heart of darkness in the United States.
Yeah, I would say that that is the lamest excuse that a legislator could use. And I'm not surprised it's used here in New Hampshire where, they're not exactly a bunch of lawyers ready to stand up for people. In New Hampshire, it's mostly a bunch of ideologues, old geriatric ideologues, and so they don't have the attachment to marijuana maybe that that younger people do. And I think it's a real sad thing because New Hampshire's really likely to get left behind in the marijuana boom that's coming over the next course of the next five years. There's going to be a state in the Northeast. There's going to be a state in New England that legalizes marijuana. That state is going to cash in the way Colorado's cashed in on marijuana tourism.
Yeah, because everybody's going to come there and buy some pot and
buy their pot and probably drive away with it. And the same way that people come to New Hampshire and buy alcohol cheaper and drive away with it, they buy fireworks and drive away with them. They buy firearms and drive away with them. They'll come here and they'll buy marijuana and drive away with it. And the revenue will go to this state. Now, that's in the fantasy world where New Hampshire gets on the stick and legalizes marijuana before, I don't know, to go on a limb here, Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I think Vermont's going to beat New Hampshire to the punch. Vermont's going to get the money. Vermont always gets the money. They get the name brand name. Vermont just sells better than New Hampshire does. And it's sad. It's sad that our politicians are going to lay down and lick their wounds because they stink. They're old and lazy and just silly.
Well, Mark, it's not perfect here in New Hampshire, but the Free State Project is helping make things better, and we've got activists coming in here all the time. When I was doing the outreach booth at the Freekeen table, talked to a lot of people who had just made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There were a shocking number of people who, their answer to my question was, oh, yeah, we just moved within the last 2 months or 2 weeks or 2 days or something like that. There's a lot of people coming here, and I think that's going to help tip the scales. Even if New Hampshire isn't first to legalize, we may be second. If Vermont does it, then that could push the politicians sooner rather than later, because there is money in this. Now, the speculation, I think it was Seth Hipple who pointed this out, and I think this might have also been off the air, I'm not sure. But there's, here in New Hampshire, there's the Criminal Justice Committee, which is the state house committee that looks at things like marijuana reform. And the head of that committee is a former cop. He's got kind of this Mr. Buzz cut hairstyle look to him. Mm-hmm. He's this old guy, probably in his mid to late 70s, and he's just got that grizzled old cop look to him. So he's definitely a former cop, and word is this guy voted for marijuana decriminalization. It may have been the first time he voted for it, but he said something to the effect of that he's willing to vote for this and that he has heard that the governor will sign decrim. As long as they put in the provisions that he wanted as the head of this criminal justice committee, mm-hmm. which are probably some crappy provisions, but I don't know. I haven't read whatever it's been modified to.
I'm for decrim, and I
said the governor would sign this. Now, that doesn't mean that's what's going to happen, but usually the governor does what the cops want the governor to do, and so it should be interesting to see what happens, at least on the decrim side of things this year. Legalization could get tabled until next year. There's a study committee that's been formed about legalization, I believe, here in New Hampshire. At least I was there when they were hearing that. And that means that later this year, the State House will get together. This committee will get together, and they'll hear all kinds of details about marijuana legalization. How's it working in Colorado? How's it working in Washington? How's it working now in D.C.? And they'll assess it all. And then I think, 2016 could be a possible, legalization for cannabis.
I really hope that's true. The governor here has stood in the way when it comes to marijuana and over again because of the chiefs of police organization and the police unions organization. And I think it's real sad, but she feels beholden to them. She'll do what they say, and that's that. It kind of amuses me. It's not, New Hampshire doesn't seem like the state where the governor would be controlled, the Democratic governor would be controlled by the police unions. It seems more like a state where the Republican governor would be controlled by the
police. Well, the governor is the head of the executive branch. I mean, she's their boss, essentially.
Yeah, I hear you.
So we'll keep you in the loop on that. It's going to be interesting to see how it develops because, Mark, if they can get their butt in gear, then New Hampshire could, in theory, be first. Unless one of those states does it legislatively in 2015, the initiative process wouldn't allow for any initiatives until November 2016. So if Massachusetts gets a bunch of signatures and they've got an initiative on the ballot, that's not going to happen until at least 2016's election. So it's in theory possible that they could really kick it into gear in 2016 and beat them to the punch. I'm not getting my hopes up, but it is possible.
Yeah.
Going on here with Kathy Lanier from Washington, D.C., she goes on with some of her comments about cannabis legalization. After last year's relaxing of the law, this is from thedailybeast.com, marijuana arrests are way down. And according to a study by the Washington Times, 70% of those slapped with a $25 fine for public smoking or possession ignore the citation.
Yeah.
So even under decriminalization, nearly three-fourths of the people who are getting tickets are just not even paying them. Which is why what happened in Massachusetts, when Massachusetts, like 2 or 3 years ago, decriminalized, the people that were getting these tickets, they learned, they checked the law out, and they learned that there was no enforcement mechanism if people didn't pay the tickets. So they just didn't pay them. And the state couldn't do anything about it. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. Share.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I take it back, Mark. Apparently, the rumors that we heard the other night about the Maggie Hassan, the governor in New Hampshire, being willing to possibly sign marijuana decrim. According to a story over the Nashua Telegraph published today, NH governor opposes bill to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. Governor Maggie Hassan reconfirmed her opposition to any move toward marijuana legalization in New Hampshire, and last week she came out against a House bill that would remove criminal penalties for possession of small amounts of the drug. The governor's office said she doesn't support an amended bill that, if passed, would make possession of up to a half ounce of marijuana punishable by a civil fine instead of a misdemeanor that would escalate on each repeat offense. House Bill 618, co-sponsored by both Democrats and Republicans, also wouldn't make any record of such a violation available in a public database of criminal offenders. 19 states, including all five others in New England, have similar statutes. The legislation passed out of the New Hampshire House Criminal Justice Committee on Thursday. The full body is expected to vote on it this week. Hassan spokesman William Hinkle said the governor believes there are other avenues that the state should consider to encourage alternative sentencing options. The administration wants to focus on treatment first, including drug courts, diversion and treatment programs, as well as giving more flexibility to prosecutors and judges. So more programs is what this government wants. They want to have bigger government to help people with their problem
with
cannabis.
Look at all those programs they need in Colorado and Washington, huh? As the state gets $60 million in revenue and saves $140 million in enforcement. I'll tell you what kind of program we're talking about here. We're talking about a big government bloated bureaucrat job-making program, just like this governor would love.
Hassan said first time offenders nabbed for marijuana possession shouldn't be jailed. She's called for appropriate law enforcement and judicial action in response to certain offenders, but worries about harmful repercussions that marijuana may cause at a time when New Hampshire faces a growing narcotics epidemic.
Yeah, well, you know, those people just can get out of their plane and fly to Denver and smoke all the pot they want, Maggie. What do you think about that in your tiny little state with your crappy little governorship? You're the weakest governor in the entire United States, and you think you just want to stop something from going through. It's because you're pathetic.
Quote, she said, I think there are measures short of decriminalizing that are important. What I hear from law enforcement about this debate is they worry that this gives a message to young people that it's not harmful. And it really is harmful, Hassan said. By the way, Hassan said in an editorial board meeting with The Telegraph. By the way, this lady admitted to using pot when she was in college. So apparently, you know, however harmful it was, she managed to make it to the governorship of New Hampshire after having been a pot smoker at some point.
Yeah, it's damaging.
Quote, we're here in the middle of a really difficult opioid crisis, and we are really struggling.
What does that have to do with pot?
Not only our state, but our region and our country with the misuse of prescription drugs and heroin. That has nothing to do with pot.
Right. Let's make cigarettes and alcohol illegal, too, while you're dealing with your opioid problem.
Yeah, look, that has nothing to do with pot, and the suggestion there is that, well, they're all drugs, and it's all bad. All drugs are the same. Marijuana is a Schedule One. That means it's the same as heroin, because heroin is also a Schedule One drug, which, by the way, means that, according to the federal government, marijuana and heroin have no legitimate medical uses, which is ridiculous. Both of them absolutely do. But this, you know, this is all about propaganda. She goes on claiming, what we know now about the effect of marijuana on young people, especially adolescents and their brains, is sobering. What we know about the chemical composition of marijuana
being sold.
What we
know about public schools that you run, lady, is and what they do to young people is sobering, too. Yeah. You don't care about that.
It's that it's stronger and more damaging than people thought.
Oh, I love this one. You know that pot we smoked back in the 60s and 70s? It was fine. It's not as strong as the pot they have today. Well, they just don't smoke as much.
So I have real concerns about how we'd go ahead and take a substance that's illegal under federal law and legalize it in this state. Matt Simon, the New England political director for the Marijuana Policy Project, said,
hell, Matt.
What's that?
Give him hell, Matt.
Said he's great, by the way, Free State Project participant. Said Hassan touched on all standard prohibitionist talking points. While acknowledging there are some harms associated with marijuana, Simon said banning it has created new safety concerns by driving recreational users underground to buy the product. He said marijuana is widely available and widely used throughout New Hampshire and the United States. The question is whether we want marijuana production and sale to be regulated or prohibited. Now, that's very different from decriminalization, which is what every other state in New England has done, and what there's a bill to do this year. Marijuana advocates support HB 618, as well as a secondary bill that would establish a committee to study legalization, saying New Hampshire has the harshest penalties in the region. Simon said, quote, I know New Hampshire is not going to rush into legalization, but I can't believe we still haven't been able to pass a decriminalization bill. Now, the good news is last time this passed, it did pass the House by a veto-proof margin. So if it's possible to get that same margin in the Senate, then there's nothing Hassan could do about it. But that's been the tricky part, is this thing has died in the Senate before because the Senate didn't believe they could get through. They didn't believe they had the supporters in the Senate, didn't believe they had a veto-proof margin, and it didn't end up going even to her desk at that point. So we'll keep you informed on what happens as this drama continues to develop with cannabis here in New Hampshire. I think, you know, by the way, the 420 celebration is coming up in Concord. This time it's actually going to be happening on a weekday. The last 2 years it's been on a weekend due to, you know, the way the calendar shifts over time. And so that'll be fun. The cannabis users will be out on the steps of the State House, the very same building where Maggie Hassan has her office, and they will be smoking pot outside of the State House, as they have done every year for the past, 5 years or so. I wonder if they'll ever take it inside. I wonder if they'll ever take the 420 celebration inside Maggie Hassan's office. I think that would really take things to the next level.
I don't know whether it's going to be helpful or not. I couldn't answer that, but I think that it's hilarious that she talks about all the damage done by marijuana and then people smoke it right on the front lawn of the state house.
Last year, one of the state reps smoked it with us.
Yeah, and the idea that the young people are somehow damaged by marijuana, this may or may not be true. There's probably some study on it somewhere. You know, I wouldn't doubt it for a second. But let's not forget that currently, with marijuana illegal, it is easier for young people to find marijuana than it is for them to find alcohol. So, if you cared about young people, also you can look at Portugal, you can look at Amsterdam, you can look at places, California for that matter. You can look at youth marijuana use, and it diminishes as it is decriminalized. So, if you care about young people, you should decriminalize marijuana for adults. Maggie, stop it. Stop pandering to the cops. They're not out here to make our lives better.
No, not in this case. Let's talk to Alma on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Alma.
Hey, sweetie. I heard this on the stupid talk shows again this morning. But, hey, Ian, Mark. But,
yes.
Obama was making this speech, and I had to listen to it two times. I still don't understand it, so help me with it. He said they had to sign, the presidents do, every time a president gets in there, a renewal bill for the Voting Act rights. But every president has to sign it and re-sign it again, and it's for segregation also. What the heck? Is it a law or is it not?
Is it? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he actually said this. Look it up on NBC, and it was CBS this morning on the talk shows that come on.
Okay.
And I'm going, I had to turn to another station, and me and my son, I said, what is he saying? It's really weird.
So repeat it for me, because I don't think I got
one
it.
One more time. He said that every time a president gets in office, he did say that since Reagan, that they have to sign a renewable bill for the Voting Act rights, that every president has to do it.
What is Act rights? What is that? Is that, you know, make it so women can vote?
Well, it was all about over there in Alabama. He was talking to the blacks. So do they have
So blacks voting?
Yeah, I think that's where he was coming from.
This doesn't sound controversial to me, so I'm not really sure what the issue is.
But he also said the segregation law. Somebody look this up and talk about it so I know what.
Yeah, by segregation law, do you mean some law that desegregates schools?
Yeah. Look, somebody look this up.
I don't know. I mean, Alma, I have no idea. We'll take it and see if we can find out more about it, but we're kind of in the dark on this.
Please let me know, because this is confusing to me.
I wouldn't worry about it so much. I mean, it doesn't sound like there's anything you can really do about it either way.
Yeah, but if there's a law or there ain't a law. What laws are laws and what are not laws now?
I have no idea. But thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The government's a very confusing place. I mean, none of it really makes much sense.
I don't see anything.
Yeah. It doesn't really sound like a particularly controversial issue. I mean, okay. If they need to renew the segregation law every year to keep people desegregated or whatever is going on there, that seems okay to me. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything you want. Facebook, is it causing depression? One study says it might just be. 855-450-FREE, you can share your experiences. Have you ever kicked Facebook? Have you ever gotten off of Facebook? You can share your story. Or maybe you're a hopeless addict. It's Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.